At the Ag Media Summit, I am visiting with Jeff Hamlin. And Jeff, you are Weather Bill, and I don't know what Weather Bill is, so let's just start right there. First of all, tell me where you're from and get into what you're doing with this company.
Sure. I'm the Director of Agronomic Research for Weather Bill, and what our company does is we provide weather insurance that pays farmers for the types of bad weather events that are going to cost them yield. The product is generally designed to work along with the Federal Crop Insurance Program as a supplement to it to cover the top-end bushels that the Federal Crop Insurance Program can't cover. So if you take a typical corn grower in the Midwest who has a 160 APH, the best he can do with federal crop insurance is insure 85% of that 160 APH that he's carrying. So he's going to get paid if his yields drop below, 140, high 130s from a yield perspective. But the problem is he's fertilizing and spending for 200-plus bushels. So most corn growers in the Midwest have this 60 to 70 bushel gap where they can watch those first 60 to 70 bushels, they can watch themselves lose it without getting paid anything by the federal crop insurance program. And that's generally the profit portion of their crop. That's where they make their profits every year. And so what we're doing is we're using weather to predict or to protect those top-end bushels by paying for the sorts of weather events that tend to be yield-robbing. So for corn, it would be, let's make sure that you don't have too much rain in the spring that's going to keep you from getting planted on time, which is, we've had a lot of that kind of thing going on this year, obviously. Then secondly, let's make sure it's not too hot and dry during the pollination and grain fill period, because that'll obviously rob you of yield. In the northern climates, let's make sure we don't get a freeze that hits the crop before it's made black layer, before you've reached full maturity. And then finally, let's make sure you don't have too much rain as you're trying to get the crop out of the field when it's mature. And so that is what would define essentially the perfect growing season for a corn grower. And we're just going to ensure that happens by monitoring the weather and paying the grower if he has those bad weather problems at the specific times during the year when it's going to matter to yield. And so what growers end up liking about the coverage as compared to federal crop insurance is it's extremely simple with very limited documentation. They don't have to have an APH. They don't have to deal with any crop adjusters. They don't have to do acreage reporting, document their yields. They simply get checks in the mail automatically whenever bad weather happens. So this year already, we've sent out millions of dollars of checks to growers across Ohio and Illinois and Kentucky because they were late getting the crop in the ground. It's not that they're going to have to wait until the end of the year and report what their yields are. We've already paid them because we're assuming that there's going to be a problem that's going to show up at the end of the year. And same thing is happening right now with heat and drought in the Corn Belt as well.
Now, is this something that is available to like a whole variety of commodities, or is it very commodity specific?
Yeah, so the Total Weather Insurance Program is something that has only been around for, this is going to be our second crop year doing it. We've sold what we call individual peril components for the last 5 years. Growers could just buy drought coverage, just buy heat coverage. But the Total Weather Insurance Program has been a couple of years now, and it's available for corn, soybeans, and we just launched winter wheat here this week. Yeah.
So to find out more and maybe get in touch to set up a program or whatever, what does a grower need to do?
Yeah, so the program is sold through appointed crop insurance agents around the country. So the best way to find out more information on our website, weatherbill.com, there is a find an agent link right on the front. And if you click that, you can find your local agent who, not all crop insurance agents sell it, but you can find the one in the area who's appointed and has the training to be able to inform and teach you about how it works.
Anything else you'd like people to know?
No, I think that's about it. There's a lot of costs of putting a crop in the ground these days are going up quite a bit, and growers are putting a lot on the line when they get started each year. And given all the risks they have out there, they're looking for ways to get a little security. And we can take control of that one thing that they haven't been able to in the past, which is the weather, the one thing that's out of their control.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jeff Hamlin with Weather Bill. We are visiting here at the Ag Media Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.